Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go. Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
How are we? Hey, Hamish. A very pleasing 28 degrees.
I love that.
I'm very pleased.
When I got out of the car here, I was just like, holy dooly, at Sandgate, it's already light. It's gotten so much lighter in the last day.
It's amazing.
It's getting warmer in the mornings as well. It's currently 14 degrees here.
Yeah.
28 on the coast today. This is the best day so far this year, I reckon.
Weather-wise.
In the last couple of months, weather-wise. Yeah, 28 degrees on the coast. The beach
it
will
lifts
be great
the mood.
Today.
Absolutely. The only sad thing about it, though, is that cuddle season's almost over.
What season now?
Cuddle season, because Ben will be like, it's too hot. And you'll be like, trying to hip swap me off like a fly.
Well, don't you have aircon?
Well, you know Ben, he likes to save on the electricity.
Oh, so you won't
in
be
your
using
house.
It.
So,
no cuddles for you. It's not even worth it for
why
the aircon.
Why even have an air conditioner if you don't use it?
To save on power.
Yeah, but why even have it in the first place?
Because it was there when we bought the house.
Why don't you just sell it? Just sell it.
Could do.
A little hole in the wall, get some spack filler, you'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens. But there's no stopping me. I always get my way.
Like turning it on or cuddling?
Both. Yeah.
How was your night, Crevo?
Excellent. Yeah, very good.
What did you do?
Went to pickleball last night.
Was
fun. Jade bailed on me, but that was fine.
Yeah, I did.
Why?
Sorry. I was actually in a Harry Potter marathon.
Jade sent me a GIF, which was Harry Potter on a train and, like, waving. And he's like, I'm off to Hogwarts.
Well, I mean, Newcastle's celebrity pickleball ambassador. She doesn't need to go to every
game.
Yeah,
and I went to the gym this morning and I went for a pretty big run. So I was like,
what?
No.
This morning?
Yesterday afternoon.
Right. Tell you what, I went to the beaches for our schnitty last night. Oh my god, it was beautiful. The full moon, I felt like I was in Paris or something. it was shining onto the deck at the beaches.
How nice.
I had a nice Big Poppers Brew IPA from Port Macquarie.
Good.
It was delicious on tap there. So Poppers. Nice. Big Poppers.
Big Poppers.
Like, is that in like
5.8%.
Poppers, is that but like
worth it.
Like the dad?
Yeah,
pop?
Poppers.
Okay.
Poppers.
Got it.
Good old Pop.
Yeah. Hey, coming up next, though, we're going to do an I Can't Believe It. An Ohio woman has called the police after visiting the butcher shop. You won't believe what she got in her little shopping. I'll tell you more after this.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Hey. Believe it.
Do you guys do like a weekly butcher shop? Meat shops?
Yeah, oh, actually started to.
Really?
Sort of. Ben and I, yeah, it's today is the meat day, actually.
I don't really, but I do go to a butcher's sometimes.
Yeah. Who's your butcher, Jade?
I think they're called Craig's something.
Quality Meats at Katara.
Cook Craig or Craig Cooks at Katara, and there's one at Market Town as well.
Yeah, they have very nice meat there. So imagine you go in there, you're ordering your meat, right?
Yep.
Now, generally when you make soups, right, you get like the crappy cuts because once you boil them down and you stew it up together, it becomes quite tender. So a lot of the time, especially in other countries, you get all sorts of different meat off cuts because they're so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
A woman in Ohio decided to make a soup, went to the butcher, she got some meat. Now, when she's making her soup, she pulls out this weird-looking piece of meat. It resembles the male appendage. Let's
Are you
just
serious?
Say that. Yeah. so much so. She
is that it on the screen?
911 and said to the police officers, "I think I have a chopped-off human penis amongst my meat."
Oh my god!
Look at this thing. It looks like
An angry
wife has caught her husband cheating and ripped it off.
It actually really does look
That's
like a human male appendage. Definitely.
I mean, not a very attractive one. I like it.
Well, it's been cooked and been ripped off. apparently. So
the old machete, yeah. From what it looks.
Well, she thought it was a turkey tail. It turns out it was a pig's tail, but that is some deformed pig's tail.
Oh, good. My God.
So someone didn't...
actually. She didn't actually have a dong in her seat.
Oh,
thank God.
Imagine that. You'd be disturbed for life. I don't think there's any coming back from that.
You'd be
no amount of therapy will get you through finding a human dong in your soup that you just cooked.
It's just disgusting. Like,
you'd
it's
go
so
off
bad.
Meat, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You really would.
No more meat jokes. You'd be devastated, Crevo.
Vegetarian.
Yeah, vegan. Do you know what? It was so fascinating, though, because the police did a whole investigation. The coroner got involved, and they're like, this is, why this didn't, is just a pig's tail.
Why didn't, I don't know why they just didn't DNA test it. Surely they can tell it's a pig based on that. Like, science is at that level, isn't it?
Well, you would think so, but who knows? She said, I hope it's not a human because then somebody is missing something that they need or somebody might be dead.
Well, yes. Yes and yes.
The woman was relieved that there was not a sinister story behind the mysterious-looking meat.
Well, I'm relieved as well.
Me
that
too.
So disturbing.
I can still eat turkey, which is great. I love a turkey club.
Oh, on your point, though, Crevo.
Yes.
Of, you know, surely we have some sort of test that's you know, quicker than a whole coroner's inquiry.
Yeah. Take a bite, Maddie. He'll know instantly.
The coroner noted that there was a bone in the piece of meat, meaning it was likely a pig's tail.
Oh, well, there we go.
Terrible pig's tail. Aren't they meant to be cute little springy things?
Yeah, that's well, what according I thought to with the little coily
yeah,
bit.
According to the hog's breath fries,
look at
it's mimicked off the pig's tail.
It's like a blown out chode sausage. Disgusting. Lads versus lasses up next.
That it Rebo. Is. We need one guy, one girl. It's Battle of the Sexes here on the radio. On offer, Father's Day packs. These things are rammed with all sorts of goodies. That way you don't have to buy a gift for Father's Day, or if you're a guy, just sort yourself out.
There's enough in these hampers to split it as well for your own dad, and if you want to sort out the present from the kids for dad as well.
Beef get jerky's in there, I think.
Yeah, and some wine.
Very it's all good.
131009 if you want to play one guy, one girl, doing it next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Lads versus lasses.
This is very simple. Defend the greater sex, a.k.a. the lads.
No, the lads, ladies. Lads. Come
all you,
on,
all
girls.
You have to do is answer questions aimed at the opposite sex. Of course, we do have a leaderboard. Lasses,
6-7.
Six to seven.
Yeah, we're winning because we are the superior sex. We have babies and we get it done. Yes.
We have babies and we get it done. There's a line of the century.
Exactly
all right, let's
right.
Do it.
Very simple. Here we go.
All right, we're going to the dudes. Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's crack-a-lackin' for 6:25?
Well, just getting ready for work, just ironing my shirt.
Oh, are you a tea or a coffee man in the mornings?
Sorry?
Are you a tea or a coffee man in the mornings?
Tea.
There's still a, you know what? Myth. People say there's no caffeine in tea, but there is.
Well, it's not really a myth. It's fact.
There's a little bit. There
no,
is.
But people say, oh, you don't. That you should drink coffee in the morning. But anyway, Tony, it's nice that you're wide awake. Let's see if the tea and the amount of caffeine will help you take out the win. First question. Lush Guava is what colour in the Vodka Cruiser range?
Well, talking to a non-drinker.
Well, think about it. Think about it.
Guava. What?
Orange?
Pink. Pretty pink. Okay, Taylor Swift's new album is called what?
Wow. Okay.
Come on.
Come on, Tony.
Oh, wow. Well, this is not a good start.
Oh, no, Tony.
It's all right. We've got three questions. No, you don't know?
I do not know.
Okay, that's okay. It was folklore. Okay, third and final question. What can you put on your hair to naturally lighten it? I'm going to give you three choices, okay? Lemon juice, beer, or baking soda?
I'd say lemon juice.
Yay!
Yay!
You got one.
One of three.
Oh, God.
Hang on the line there, Tony. We're going to go to our last Tian. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today, Tian?
Good, yourself?
Very good. What do you do for a living?
I work at Woolworths.
Woolies represent.
Woolies. I love
frontline worker. You're an absolute legend, Tian. Yep.
What part of the shop do you work in? Like checkouts or?
No, I don't deal with people. I do people shopping.
Oh, you know what? That would be fun. It would be fascinating seeing what people order online and then collecting it all.
What was that? Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Let's get into
the questions.
Here we go. Question number one for you, Tian. Sid Chrome is a brand of what? Sid Chrome.
Every bloke could know this.
Oh, can you please not?
Tools.
Trip around.
Tools. One wrong. Next question. An Albright refers to what in fishing? I don't even know that.
Yeah.
Nah.
Fishing
oil? Nah. It stands for a knot in the fishing line. IPA stands for what in the beer industry? IPA.
I probably should know this, but I don't know that one either.
That's okay.
Sorry, Tian.
It was India Pale Ale.
You've missed out, which means, Tony, you've got it, brother.
Wow.
One question.
See, sometimes it's that easy.
Oh, good.
Well, I feel guilty for winning with one.
Oh, well, that's all right.
You're guilty.
I mean, if you want, Tony, Maddie and Creepo, you can give your prize to Tian if you'd like. Would you like to do that?
No, I probably shouldn't do that.
No, of course not.
That's all right. You don't feel that bad.
You're not an idiot.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations. Back tomorrow, guys. Our news time coming up with Hamish next. And after that, we are talking, where did you suddenly faint? Has that happened to you guys ever?
No, I've never. And you know what? It's sort of a fear in a way because I just, you know, once you faint, bang, there's no, like, protecting yourself.
That's
like
true.
Hitting your head on the concrete,
I've
chipping a tooth.
Faint.
All right.
Fainting. Bloody nose.
Well,
no.
I'll tell you more next. Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos. Across Newcastle. Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Guys, Harry and Meghan signing this massive Netflix deal.
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy because, like, obviously they've been just chilling out a lot, not really doing too much. And now they're like, right, we actually need to make some money now. They would have made an absolute fortune off that, don't you reckon?
Yeah. Well, they've created their own production company. And then so
this would have been Meghan's plan all along.
Oh, 100%. Well, to be honest, all actors and stuff like that, they will create, like Margot Robbie, Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon, all the major actors. What they do is they create their production company, so they get sent all the scripts, so then they can pick and choose the jobs that
they want
to do. So it'll be good, and they're going to be doing like documentaries, Meghan and Harry, and stuff that's family friendly to watch. So
I think they'll be doing more of this environmental stuff.
Well, yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
nature series, documentaries, and children's programming for the streaming service.
I think that's great.
Hamish is shaking his head in disbelief. Fan of Harry and Meghan.
I find it a bit ironic though that they live in like a 14 room mansion. And then they're saying, like, save the environment. How'd you get to this speech, mate? Private jet?
You know what? People got to stop that. Like, I'm not perfect when it comes to...
What do you mean?
I
thought you were.
Well, I do my best to recycle and stuff like that. And I, like, you know, I will report people who flick cigarette butts out the window. But, like, you know, sometimes, you know, I might accidentally put plastic in the wrong bin or, you know, especially when you're out on the streets and stuff. No one's perfect. At least people who try to make a little bit of a difference.
I love how Creevo's talking about mansions and private jets and you bring it back to yourself, dobbing people in for throwing cigarette butts out the window.
I'm just a citizen, you remember
it. I'm just giving a warning to all the cigarette smokers out there.
Oh, shots fired. Hey, guys, coming up next, 13:10:09, where did you suddenly faint? Interesting, I'm in contact with a lot of people I used to work with at the paint shop, right? There's one guy I've known for many years, and he was up on a ladder painting some cornices, two-story house. He fainted on the ladder.
Oh, no.
Scary.
Fell down, broke his arm, woke up in the ambulance, was terrible. I felt so bad for him. I was talking to him last night. He was like, I don't know what happened. I just suddenly fainted. Doctors don't know why. They think it was like low sugar levels.
Yeah,
wow. But imagine being on a ladder and just fainting, falling from the sky.
Lucky to be alive.
Well, he is if he had hit his head.
Yeah, he could have died.
It was carved. Well, it was like this. Those, you know, those really big tall terrace houses, and they're pretty high. Mm. Like the ceilings are sometimes up to 6-7 meters.
Mm. Poor guy.
So yeah, there was carpet. So he was, you know, luckily it wasn't concrete outside. Wow. 13:10:09 though, prizes on offer this morning. Where did you suddenly faint?
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
We were just chatting before about an old customer of mine. I would class him as a friend, I guess, working. He's a painter, up a ladder.
Yeah.
Suddenly fainted, fell down, broke some bones. The poor guy, he's off work for so long now. Obviously needs his arm.
Yeah, of
as
course.
As a painter with a broken arm. Can't do it.
I feel like people in the olden days used to faint all the time, and people don't faint anymore.
Well, I think it's why they carried umbrellas around with them, women, because think about it, back in the day, coming over here from London, they used to wear those real heavy dresses, like layers and corsets. No wonder they were fainting left, right and centre.
Well, I watched this documentary on the royals, and it was like the coronation of the current queen.
Yeah.
And like they were saying, oh, and all the ladies had to carry smelling salts because they were worried they were going to faint. I'm like, who's just fainting everywhere?
What's with that?
Centre? Heavy crowds. Have you ever fainted at a concert?
No, of course not. I've never fainted.
I haven't, but it happens all the time, like in the Lady Gaga concerts and stuff.
Yeah, well, theory. I think it's because women used to starve themselves to fit into the corsets.
And also, they couldn't just grab like an Allen snake if they felt a bit like
low
dizzy.
Blood sugar.
Oh, look, poor women. Look, we've always been hard done by, haven't we?
Yeah, always.
All right, let's
men
go to...
Men too, though.
Yeah, right, let's go and talk.
Especially.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. So where did you suddenly faint, or was it someone you knew?
Well, there was two occasions. The first one, I was 12. And I was at my dad's tattoo show, and I was arguing with my brother, and I didn't eat anything because he ate man's last piece of lasagna.
Yeah.
And I ended up going there. My mum sat me on a table because I felt sick. I face planted forward and knocked my two front teeth right back.
Oh.
Yeah, so the ambulance had to come and all that. And then the next time, fast forward a few years, I'm a uni student doing nursing, and I was on placement in a surgical ward where I really wanted to go and see theatres.
Yep.
And they ended up last minute going, oh, yeah, there's a bowel resection, go and watch it with the surgeon. And I was like, yeah, no worries. Went in there, hadn't eaten and drank, and I ended up fainting, face planting as well, and knocking my two front teeth out again.
Oh,
and
Brooke.
And all I remember was the surgeons, like, picking me up, putting me onto a bed. That was, blood everywhere. It wasn't a good time.
Brooke, what do your teeth look like now? Do you have replacements or...?
Yeah, they're fake now.
Wow.
Like, full-on falsies or...?
One, two. Crowns.
You punished them, didn't you?
Yeah, so twice I had to get crowns, but the uni paid for the second time.
Oh, happy days.
There's a win. You're all good.
One and two exams for you.
Hey, let's go to Amy. How you doing this morning?
Good, good.
So, fainting stories, what have you got for us?
So, when I was 20, I had a car accident. Not really any damage, because I was on my way to work. Work car, I said, we have to get checked out just in case, because I hit my head on the window.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whiplash. While getting x-rays to make sure, I fainted and done more damage getting x-rays than I did the actual car accident itself. I had bruising all up my side. I pulled my shoulder out. I had stretching from the ligaments from my neck down to my shoulder, and I was off work for a couple of months.
So could you then blame work because they sent you there?
Yeah, so because I was on the way to work, it was covered under workers' comp, so it was all still covered under workers' comp, and I wasn't even going to go to the doctors.
Wow.
Lucky.
Yeah, but my mum was like, no, you have to, because I actually worked for a company who was a big company. They were like, oh, just in case, you got to make sure you do it. But yeah, if I didn't, I wouldn't have fainted, and the adrenaline wouldn't have wore off, because it ended up being like a 6-car pile up.
Oh,
jeez.
I decided he liked my lane and the two he had.
So how long did you have off work? Just curious.
from memory, it was like 8 weeks.
Okay.
But I couldn't walk properly. The bruising on the side, the physiotherapist said I actually looked like I was hit by a car. It was pretty intense. It had all the colours of the rainbow.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Hey, at least it was pretty.
That's the only time I think. Oh, it was very pretty. No,
all the colours of the rainbow.
Yeah, it was just before my 21st. So I couldn't even go.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's the real tragedy.
It is. Thank you for your call. We'll give you some wine and Tim's hams. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, man. Did you suddenly faint? What happened?
All good situation, this one. So, I had a lady over.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you and did. Things are getting hot and heavy.
Oh, you dirty dog.
And I hadn't eaten all day at all.
Were you just not hungry, or you're just waiting for the feast, or...?
Depending on which feast.
Right.
And so, getting hot and heavy, we start doing all the flirting things, and then we start to get into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I'm on top and going for it, and I just completely black out and drop down on top of it. Just out. Gone.
Oh, my God.
How romantic, Matt. How romantic. What a
you would have scared the absolute crap out of her, man.
And, like, I'm, like, at least 90-plus kilo, and, like, a total dead weight on her, and I don't even remember for the next however long I was, but when I did come to, she's there freaking out, crying, trying to slap my back, trying to wake me up, and says that I just blacked out for 2 minutes.
Wow.
Jeez.
And so what happened after? Did you continue with your task, or no?
Yes.
Oh, you did.
Good. Oh, good, good man. Made it up to
her. She'd be going, look, I'm so good at this, you pass out.
She did say, are you going to be all right to keep going? I'm like, well, Mama didn't raise my quitter.
Thank you, Matt. We'll give you what some a man. Terms. You're going to get that blood sugar up, brother.
Exactly. Oh, right.
Great story.
Can't
thank
have you
for
passing
that.
Out again.
Well, guys, love to loathe it. After this, you're going to get your thoughts on the daily topic and we're going to see how you feel about custard.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
This is where I get Maddie and Creezo's thoughts on the daily topic. And today, we're chatting about custard. Do you love it or loathe it?
I'm going to say absolutely love it.
Yeah, I love it too. I grew up on custard. Custard and jelly was the greatest as a kid.
I remember those days.
Did you have custard and jelly growing up?
But I had issues with the jelly.
I have a theory that you eat about 90% of all the custard you eat in your life before the age of 10.
I agree with that.
Remember as a kid, always, oh, there's custard in the, whether it's been made or whether it comes out in the carton.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Custard
here, custard there, custard everywhere. Since then, I probably have eaten custard about 10 times.
I need to start eating it again. It's amazing. Hot apple pie out of the oven and drizzled with a little bit of custard.
You know what? I eat custard once a year at Christmas. I get the brandy custard now. But as a teenager, Mum, it's just such a cheap dessert, you know,
I
when you've got a few kids and, you know, it's good on the budget. The different types of custard you can get. The Dairy Farmers double cream custard is delicious.
One of your favourites.
Oh,
really thick. It's really creamy. It just slides down your throat. It's delicious.
Well, I'm bringing this up because there's a mum in lockdown in Melbourne and she's come up with this genius idea for custard. So it's two ingredients and you can make a custard cake recipe. So basically you get a cake mix and you get the vanilla custard mix and then
powdered, she
mixes it up. It's a little bit different to the, you know, the standard custard, but still she makes these custard filled cakes using a 29 sausage roll maker from Kmart apparently.
Powdered custard.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Simple. That's not even a question.
You don't like powdered custard?
No. Solved.
Gets real lumpy, isn't it? Like cottage cheese?
Ooh.
Yeah.
6:57 with the Novos. Moving on, News Time with Hamish up next. And guys, after 7 o'clock, of course, on the show yesterday, we did our big WAP reaction break on you, Jade.
Yes.
We absolutely appalled and disgusted at the content of Cardi B's WAP video. Well, of course, I went around the office yesterday and hit up our sales team and got their thoughts on WAP. So I've got a little tape to play a bit later.
I can't wait for that.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Time's up, time's up, time's up.
Across Newcastle. Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
I always love a producer chat, Jackson creation, of course. Before we're just having a chat about your recycling, Jade. I believe I have something for you from him.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, okay.
Roll the tape.
Well, I do my best to recycle and stuff like that. And I, like, you know, sometimes, yeah, I might accidentally put plastic in the wrong bin or, you know, especially when you're out on the streets and stuff.
Shame. Shame.
Children.
Shame. Shame.
Some of your finest work.
That was pretty good.
Love that, Jackson.
That was great.
Oh, you're welcome, JD.
Amazing. Hey, up next, we're doing plumber disaster / horror stories or plumbing stuff. So what we're after is, like, you know, the pipes bursting and flooding the place, or, you know, blocked drains.
Tampons down the toilet.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, there's probably been a lot of blocked drains with the whole, you know, paper towel issues. There would have been some nightmare cases.
Oh, absolutely. So maybe you're a plumber, or maybe this has happened to you, like your drains have stuffed up or whatever. This is all after... yesterday on the show, we talked about the snakes jammed in the toilet, all four of them. They went to flush it, and they're like, the button's not working. It's like a bit squidgy or something. Open up the cistern, four snakes crawling around in there like Medusa's hair.
What a fright.
Inside the cistern.
Imagine trying to get the lid back on with them wriggling
all
around
trying
everywhere.
To get out, all the heads all poking out, the eyes looking at you. 131009, plumbing horror stories. That's what we're after.
All right, taking your calls after this.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
And on 131009 this morning, we are asking you for your plumber horror stories.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo.
Yeah, that's right. This is when the plumbing goes wrong. Maybe it's a burst pipe. Maybe it's a sewerage issue / blockage, etc., etc. This is all because yesterday we had the story where this lady, she had trouble with her toilet, wasn't flushing properly, opens up the cistern at the top, and it's full of snakes. There were four snakes slithering around in there, poking their little heads out. Honestly, it looked like, there's a photo of it, looked like Medusa had popped her head inside the cistern and was living in there. So it was bizarre.
You know what? That is so bad. My poor friend, this story is legendary amongst our friend circle. Mm. So his name is John, and he lives in this beautiful property in the Shire. It's on the water. Anyway, he's got like this boat house at the bottom of his house.
Fancy.
So it's two separate buildings. I went there once, and there was a sign next to the toilet, framed and all. Hello, please do not throw your tampons down the toilet.
Oh, no.
Smiley face. Anyway, turns out they have had such a problem when they have parties there of girls putting tampons down the toilet. It was costing them up to $10,000 each time they'd get stuck in the plumbing.
Jeez, that's full on.
That's a lot of money.
Well, first of all, who throws tampons down the toilets?
Well, you're not supposed to. It's bad for the waterways.
I'm going to say, if it's a party situation, intoxicated ladies at a party.
Just but be filthy, though. It's 10 grand.
You'd think they'd have a bin next to it.
Well, but still, I guess people
did.
Really? And that didn't even
happen. Good. I can't stand it when I go to someone's house and they don't have a bin there.
Yeah, terrible. Growing up on the farm, we had, because there's pipes everywhere to take water all over the place, right? And there was one time we were noticing, like, oh, geez, the tank levels just keep dropping and dropping. Turns out there was the reason we found this broken pipe that was buried quite deeply, we're like, geez, the grass is really growing well in that like small area. It was like everywhere else is drought and there's this green patch. And we're like, we dug it up. There was a massive split down the pipe. We had to like dig out a huge area and like cut new pipe to put in. Massive job. Oh, huge job to replace all that.
It just happens all the time. Another friend I caught up with the other week was whinging about his housemate. He kicked him out because of this, because he was too cheap to go and buy toilet paper. So he was taking the hand towel from the gym, the paper towel, taking it home. Backpacker, you know, he probably couldn't afford the toilet paper or whatever, but he's put it down the toilet. So much so, $500 later, he's found this big old clump right in the middle of the pipes.
How embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, for that
plumbers
guy.
Would have some great stories, wouldn't they?
Like doctors, I reckon. You'd just become desensitized to the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they deal in that stuff every day.
Mm. I guess so.
Anyway, hey, coming up next, of course, Cardi B, WAP. Amazing right now. Loving it.
I like the song.
You both
well.
Really like it. I'm on the other side.
Yeah, you're on the outer on this one.
I know.
But it's interesting here showing people around the office this video, which I did yesterday, because I showed you the other day and you were just so shocked and appalled. You had the reaction of a 75-year-old Christian woman.
Yeah, I've gotten old. I was like, this isn't music. How is this getting played on the radio?
Well, I thought, let's just show even more people at work.
Great.
Of course, WAP. What does it mean? What does it stand for? Think about it. Mm. Watch the video. Think about it. I asked this very question to the staff of New FM and 2HD yesterday. Oh, playing great. The tape for you next.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Big song out at the moment. It's Set the Charts Alight, Cardi B's WAP. TikTok famous. People are trying to learn the dance, sing the song. All I hear around the office all day here is Cardi B.
Yeah.
Which I like. I like. I wish we could play it here at the station. But the big challenge is figuring out what WAP actually stands for. So right now is our brand new segment. It's called WAP Do You Think This Means?
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Now make it rain if you want to see some wet.
I don't know what it means.
No one knows,
it's such
actually.
A mystery. Mm. It's driving me insane. So I thought, you know what? We work in a radio station, there are lots of people here, so maybe
lots of smart people.
Just going around and having conversations with people, we can solve this puzzle once and for all. What does WAP mean? What does this acronym stand for? Well, of course, I rolled the tape on my questions to these people yesterday. Are you ready to hear it?
I am.
Let's solve this mystery. Okay. We've got Big Bad Barry here from sales. Big Bad Barry, what do you think WAP WAP stands for?
It'd have to be work and play.
Incorrect. Hello, G-Man.
Hey, g'day, Maddie. How are you?
Yeah, good. Okay, so, Geordie, cue up the video, please. G-Man's going to watch it, and guess what WAP stands for?
Look, I need a hard hit. I need a deep. I need a Henny drink. I need a smoke. Not a garden snake. I need a King Cobra with a hook.
Is this the new Millennium's answer to Jane Fonda?
It is. But what do you think WAP stands for? W-A-P.
W-A-P. Work, Apple, person. Hang on, that sounds a bit Trump-like, doesn't it?
You know I'm totally off script right now.
What do you think WAP stands for?
I really don't know, but it seems to have a lot of sexual connotations.
Well, have a guess. W-A-P.
Don't know, mate.
That's no help, Kim.
Sorry.
We're here with Roscoe, our number one tech. Roscoe, are you up with your pop music?
Not really. I don't want to hear on New FM.
Okay, here we go. Roll the tape.
Yana, I'm a freak. Handcuffs, leashes. Switch my wig, make them feel like a G-Tam.
W-A-P, WAP. What does it stand for?
W-A-P. No, W for the whooping.
Whooping?
Yeah. A and P, I'm not sure. No?
We are still no closer to solving the mystery of what WAP stands for, WAP.
Oh, good. I had no idea. I'm glad no one else did.
I put it out there. No one in the world actually knows.
I don't think they do.
It's a total mystery.
Like the pyramids.
I know what it means.
Like the pyramids, exactly.
We know what they are, but, you know, what does it actually
mean?
What do they mean?
Anyway. If you know, 13-10-09.
I don't think even Cardi B knows.
No, well, I mean,
well, she says a lot of things just for the sake of it.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Well, very good. The search continues.
Yeah, it does.
WAP does this mean?
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
And a big shout out to the Happy Mobile Cafe, Carl and Benny. They make the best coffees in town. Happymobilecafe.com.au if you want them to swing by your work, because it is worth it. That's
absolutely
all I'm saying.
Swing by. Swing by.
I'll swing by. Van. Staff run out, grab their coffees.
Everyone's happier.
Everyone's
more
happy.
Productive.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Hey, up next, I've, Crevo. Yesterday, we did notice something you were doing, and we thought, wow, this really does need to be addressed on the show.
Right.
We were watching you secretly on the CCTV.
Yeah.
And a couple of observations.
So there's an intervention. It's a Crevo stitch-up classic. Can't wait.
Yep.
Great FM radio staple, that is.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novo.
Crevo, it's time for your intervention.
Yes, I've been looking forward to this for the last 4 minutes.
Now, of course, the last few weeks on the show, we've been keeping up with your journey when it comes to your renovations.
Absolutely.
Your bathroom currently being torn apart. Mm-hmm. So you have a port-a-loo in your front yard.
And a hose.
Yes, and you've been showering at the gym.
That's right.
Now, we all know you like the finer things in life.
Yeah,
so this must be really hard for you at the moment.
Well,
especially when it comes to like food and creature comforts. I feel like you like what you like, mm-hmm. and you like a higher standard of things, which is okay.
There's nothing wrong with
if
that.
If I can.
It's Millionaire Mark. That's where the nickname
exactly.
comes from.
And you,
what
you
a
got
stitch
this,
up as
you
well.
You got this port-a-loo, and then you let it slip the other day that you're not doing number twos
which
in the port-a-loo.
I think is false. I reckon if
haven't
we inspected your port-a-loo bucket right now, mm-hmm. There would be something.
And I asked you why, and you said it's to keep the stink out.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, that's the whole purpose of a port-a-loo, is just to go. So you're holding it in, it's not good.
Anyway, I've been noticing a few things that you've been doing. One thing in particular, I finished the show yesterday. Yep. We're sitting here, and we have a big TV with all the cameras on there. So
yeah, a bit creepy, but it is what it is.
We've been watching you like get into this habit after the show every day. I'm just going to play some of this music. I think it's fitting right now for you, because the show finishes.
Yep.
You go, okay, guys, I'll be back. You waddle out the door.
Yep.
Down the hallway.
Yep.
Now, usually in our hallway, you turn right to go to the toilet. But we've noticed that you, in fact, have been turning left.
Mm.
We watch you walk up the hallway very slowly.
Yep.
Because you do have bad feet.
Yep.
You go through the reception area. What's Crevo doing? He usually doesn't have anything to do with that end of the building.
Yeah, what's he up to?
We see him wander into the big executive's toilet. Not the toilet we all use.
Yeah, no.
The big executive toilet.
Do you want to know why I have been?
Why?
Because often after the show, you go off to the other men's toilet for your daily snap off of the log.
I haven't been actually lately.
Well, usually you do.
Well, this is backfired.
Often, often it's like 9:15. So I don't want to be the one who's blocking out the toilet at your regular spot. Because there's nothing that, and when you get the urge, as Jade, you may know, at the end of the show,
he's like,
when
Maddie
gets the urge, he literally has about 4 minutes.
What is it?
A 4 minute window.
What is it?
He has to rush, and sometimes he even plays a song early at the end of
it's
the show.
Because it's like you've actually sat on an ant's nest because you can't.
He starts like moving around like something's like his seat's been heated up or something.
What's so great about the big executive bathroom, by the way? Like, what do you like about it? There's a skylight in there.
Well, there is a skylight in there, so it is good natural light. I don't mind that. But
Sorry, I just need to play some more.
Okay.
Yep, continue.
Yeah, it's just because I just don't want to be the one stopping you from
That's
your daily...
a lie. That's a lie. You know what?
No,
it's all
not.
Because
fight.
Think you're above us. Millionaire Mark doesn't want to use the pleb toilet like the rest of us. So you need to go in the toilet that's the least used in the office, that all the big executive managers use.
Do they?
It's not a good look.
I didn't even know that it was for executives.
Well, it's hidden away next to the boardroom, but where do executives hang out?
Producer Jackson, I need some popcorn in here.
You'd be loving this chat.
Oh, that's interesting. I do appreciate you using other toilets, though, because I drink, like, 4 litres of water a day or a minute. So, like, often the bathrooms are closed, especially after the show's finished.
That's right. Everyone's using it. But, hey, what I can do, Maddie, because I don't want to block it out for you. I'll just check in with you first.
I don't need to know that.
Do you need to drop any logs, Maddie?
You know what? Just regulate when you go. Go at home so you don't have to go here and then we won't have any issues.
No, I'm not using that portal loop for that. I'm keeping that nice.
I've become accustomed. Yeah. All I can say is I'm glad I'm using the female toilets right now, and I've got a treat for you too next, because
Jane,
I did something.
Can you stop wrapping me up today, by the way? That's my job, not yours.
I did something the first time yesterday. Oh. I made rice crackers.
Oh, fancy. I can keep this playing.
Yes. So
Jade's getting classy in the kitchen.
I am. I'm going to tell you all about
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
And when I went to your place a little while ago now, Creevo, actually, you put on a feast and you had, I always call them prawn crackers. Cause
that's
I guess,
it. That's what they're called.
Yeah, but these ones at this Asian store I went to yesterday, grocery store, they're called garlic edge crackers. Same thing, garlic
prawn. It's a
prawn
cracker with a bit of garlic flavour in it.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, prawn crackers. Mm. So, I was like, oh, these are amazing, they're great, wow! Because the ones at the Chinese restaurants, they're always pink, slightly, just they're full-coloured pinkish.
Mm. The proper
pinkish
ones.
Pinkish, the proper ones, or they're all white. These ones you had little colourings around the side, like...
Yeah. Prevo's did too, I think, that day. Remember you were feeding them to his dog Molly secretly?
I was secretly. Yeah. So there was like red and blue and green and yellow. And they were really nice. And I was like, oh, these are great. You're like, oh, I made them. I was like, get out of town. Anyway, you gave me the packet and you said, oh, yeah, you can buy them from this little Asian grocery store. You can make them yourself at home. It's very easy. And at the time, I was thinking, oh.
Cooking?
Oh, it doesn't That's look easy. Vibe. Like, you're like, yeah, you got to fry them up in oil and then you put them in paper towel and let them sit. And I'm thinking, oh, no. But then I took the photo. I thought maybe one day. And I was scrolling through getting rid of images in my phone because I hate like my memory in my phone going. And I came across the photo and I thought, you know what? I've got a real craving for them at the moment. I would love to eat some prawn crackers. And I thought, I'll give it a go. There's the deep fryer at work. So I took it home yesterday.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, I'll go to the grocery store on the way home from the gym, buy the crackers and, you know, attempt to make them myself. Because a lot easier than how you're describing doing it in a pan.
Yeah.
So anyway, I did it and this is what went down.
My oil's slowly starting to, like, but I've got my little basket and I'm just putting one in for the moment, okay? Oh, it's pumping! It's pumping! Ah! Ah! Look at that! Oh, how exciting! Did you see it puff up? That is amazing! Let's take that out. OMG, guys. OMG. I think that's ready. Look at that. That is incredible. Was that not the coolest thing you've ever seen?
So I live streamed it.
You have a low, like, how can I put this?
No words, really, is that?
What?
A low idea of what the coolest thing I've ever seen.
But it was amazing because this prawn cracker, just for context, it looks like a little mini kidney bean or a little potato chip. And then you put it in the deep fry, you put it under, and then it puffs up. It's sort of like watching a bath bomb dissolve in the bath, but that sinks. It's the opposite effect. It's so cool. And then I thought I'd give it another whirl.
So cool.
Let's go again. We're lowering in the hole. Ooh. Oh, my God, they're going to fluff up in a second. We're going to get some fluff. Yeah, there's one. Oh, my God, it's like I'm having babies. Baby rice crackers. Shit, get a little bit of oil squirts. So that's all there is to it. That is amazing.
Now, a couple of things.
Yes.
You know, you're not usually one that likes cleaning up.
No, it was easy because you just leave the oil in the fire.
Oh,
let Benny deal with that later.
Just go to the Chinese restaurant. They're a dollar.
No.
Get a big old bag of them.
But this was fun. And I actually made some and I brought them in for you to try. Oh, hey, Hamish and Jackson, you've got
you've got some
prawn crackers as
like,
well.
Like they're hand dipped macadamias and chocolate.
Yeah, so I actually got cellophane and I wrapped some of the prawn crackers in cellophane and tied them with ribbon that you tie Christmas presents with.
That's very sweet, Jade.
That's okay. Nice. So I thought you could try them on air.
What else did you put in them?
Poison.
I can't wait until you see the results of a cake rising or something like that, because if a prawn cracker is that. Is scream-inducingly entertaining.
This is a great activity for the kids, just saying.
Hot oil. Let's get some Mentos and Coke in here, stat.
Mm.
Pretty good?
Yeah, as expected.
Jade said in her Instagram live stream that these are pretty healthy and she would just eat as many as she wants. Let me tell you, they're not. Thank you.
They're just oil.
What a lovely surprise.
Homemade doesn't necessarily mean, yeah.
At the Jade Leader.
Oh, I didn't burn them. I didn't. Successful.
They are good. Though.
It's my first ever.
Good job,
Jade. I was going to say, from an audio perspective, the crunch is pretty good.
Hamish, you've got a bag in here.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
A lovely treat. That was very nice, Jade.
Mm, thank you.
Mum's right.
You learning to cook is very exciting.
It was.
Benny, here's a message for you. Get ready to clean up that oil, my friend.
Jade, Maddie and Creaso, the Novos.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo, the Novos.
Earlier in the show, we were on our search for finding out what WAP stands for, the Cardi B song, WAP. There's a lot of confusion around whether it's WAP or WAP as well. I think we confirmed yesterday it's WAP.
Yeah,
WAP.
Our segment, of course, we called WAP Does This Mean?
Correct.
Because nobody actually knows. No one in the world.
It's very confusing.
A few people called up after the segment.
They think they know.
Well, they think that we might have solved it.
We might solve the mystery. Okay. Should we listen?
Yeah.
Here we go.
New FM, what's up?
Not much. Just ring off about the WAP meaning.
Okay, hit me with it.
Yeah, I'm liking that Cardi B song at the moment.
You like Cardi B? Okay, so you've caught up about WAP.
Yeah, I've caught up about WAP.
Enlighten me.
Stands for wet ab.
What's going on?
I'm just ringing up about what WAP means.
Oh, yeah, what's WAP mean?
It means a system for using the internet with a mobile phone.
Oh, it does it?
Yeah, WAP.
Is that what Cardi B is singing about?
Yeah.
Awesome, that makes sense now.
The bloody system keeps blocking out the last word.
So we've got no idea.
Well, it could be that one on the internet.
I mean,
that last guy.
Right.
That's a real
thing.
Surely
Cardi B's not singing about that.
Well, she's rapping about that. She's quite into technology, I hear.
Rappers will rap about anything.
That's true.
Yeah, good point, Jay.
I mean, and there's just so many words that start with P. Pistol, peach, you know. On and on it goes.
Papa.
On earth.
She's got daddy issues, papa.
Puffy.
Papa.
Paparazzi.
Mm.
Poppers.
Pepperoni. On and on it goes. Pastrami.
Potatoes.
This mystery still stands.
Yeah, I guess we'll never know.
There you go. Where do you conceive the baby? That is what we're talking about next, because Ed Sheeran, big congrats to him. He's now a dad with his wife, Sherry, and turns out the name for their baby's quite normal, Lyra.
What's the full name? Do you have it there?
It's Lyra Antarctica Seaborn Sheeran.
Right.
So, and everyone's like, Lyra, oh, that's a, you know, fairly normal name for a rock star. But then everyone got to the middle name and was like, what? Antarctica? Hardcore fans have worked it out, though. He was actually in Antarctica with his wife, Sherry, 9 months ago. So they believe that Ed conceived the baby in Antarctica, and they thought, what a fitting middle name. So we thought, 131009, tell us, where'd you conceive the baby?
I mean, if you can beat Antarctica, great, but, you know.
Sure, I reckon we
just
can.
I reckon we can.
Unusual places. That's what we're probably after, isn't it?
Well, I think it's something you do remember. Mm. Like, if I was to have a child, I'd try and think.
You figure it out, don't you?
Kitchen. Yeah. Shower. Pool
kitchen.
Table.
Whoa.
Grandstand. Could be anywhere, really.
Grandstand?
You'd be surprised.
Is that a Sunny Coast thing, Jade? Sunshine Coast in the grandstands?
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
And we're asking on 131009, where'd you conceive the baby? This is because Ed Sheeran, big congrats to him. He's had a baby with his wife, and it's believed it was conceived in Antarctica. So they've actually called the baby's middle name Antarctica.
That's right.
Nice, fitting. I think it's actually quite sweet. At first I was like, oh, please. But then I was like, no, it's pretty cool, actually.
You've been watching too much Ice Age.
Cold part of the world.
I'm surprised it works.
Wow.
Down there.
I'm guessing they're probably in a heated room, though.
Well, I guess so. That's pretty got dumb, wasn't it? That was my blonde moment for the day. Thank you.
They weren't just getting it out in the snow.
Well, you never know.
You'd be curious to see how small it would go.
Because it's so cold down there. So my friend's dad used to work there, and he said you could do this thing where you get like a cup of hot coffee or hot water, like boiling, and throw it up in the air, and it freezes as it reaches the air and falls down as snow.
That's cool.
It's cold.
Of that. Hey, Jess, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, good. First of all, how many kids do you have?
I have two little boys.
Okay, give us one of them. Where'd you conceive the baby?
My husband and I conceived him at Mount Sugarloaf.
Oh, Mount Sugarloaf.
Well, let me tell you.
I didn't know there was any hotels there. Must be.
It was in the car.
I see a lot of sightseers up at Mount Sugarloaf because our broadcast equipment, our tower's up there, so I've been up there a few times. It's interesting to see, you know, all the people up there that just like enjoying the view.
They just like nature, yeah, right.
Well, that's exactly right.
What sort of car was it, Jess? Can you remember?
yeah, my Holden Commodore.
They're very roomy, actually.
Is the son called Commodore or Lion or something?
No, unfortunately, he's not.
Oh, okay.
What about the second child, Jess?
He was conceived in a bed.
That's boring. We don't want any bed stories.
Yeah, I wish we didn't go to that one.
Back of the Commodore.
Oh, good on you. That's great.
Great story.
Broadcasting from Mount Sugarloaf. Thank you, Jess.
All right, who have we got next? Jenny, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. So, you've got a story for us. Where was the interesting location?
Okay, well, I have three children.
Yeah.
My first was conceived at the rest stop on the Hunter Expressway.
Yeah. A rest stop. What made you think about doing that?
Your partner a truckie?
Oh no, we just had a romantic night at Hunter Valley Gardens and
stopped on the way home for a dare iced coffee.
Well, couldn't wait to get home.
No, exactly.
It was very romantic. All right, was there any other interesting ones, or was that the highlight?
My second born was conceived at Newcastle University car park. If she was a boy, her name was going to be Callahan.
Oh, it's on the way.
I've got a third one now.
Oh, yes.
Jenny, just stop for a second. We need to unpack this. We're actually skipping over the gold. University car park. Mm. In a car, in the bush, in the public toilets, where?
Okay, so down the back of the forum, there's a little shipping container near the basketball courts down there.
Right. Just down there?
Yeah, just out in the open.
Was it enjoyable?
Well, that's a good view of the stars because it was quite dark down there, so... Yeah.
I think it's
beautiful,
nice.
Beautiful, clear night.
Good story.
Yeah. Out in the elements.
It's nothing like seeing two people walk out of a bush at night. I mean, it really sets the mind. You seem to
see a fair bit of it, Maddie, up at Sugarloaf, knowing about the university.
Yeah, what are you doing up there, Maddie?
Not that.
Getting some exercise. That doesn't sound like you.
Give us the third one, Jenny.
So it was at home, but it was on the back veranda, so...
You like it outdoors, don't you? Do you like cuddling outdoors?
I do. I'm not a bed person, so...
That's fair.
It's the romance of the fresh air.
I think. Have you told any of your kids yet? I don't know how old they are, but will you tell them how they were conceived?
Oh, I definitely will, yeah. They're only four, 14 months and 3 months.
Down the track. Obviously, if you're telling it on the radio, you're not shy about it. Love your work.
Definitely not.
You know what, Jenny? That deserves a prize.
Yeah.
Bottle of wine. You can enjoy a romantic evening somewhere.
There's a story. In 9 months, we'll do this again.
Yeah, yeah.
Call us up.
Oh, Jenny, good to chat to you again.
You conceived it after you gave us a bottle of wine. Do you guys like outdoor cuddles?
Not
Have you ever
me.
Done outdoor, like cuddled people outdoor before? Outdoors?
Not for me.
I'm thinking.
Oh, I think that's a yes.
That's probably
I have. Yes. I mean, when I was a lot younger, not now.
It's an indoor vibe for me. I prefer it indoors.
Well, we Fair know enough. You like your comforts.
Well, that's true. Yes. Good bed, please.
Sorry. 1 second.
Emmy. It's time.
The risk of getting bitten by any kind of insect or animal outside. No thanks.
No. Be like, Emmy, in the bedroom, please.
That indicates some sort of servitude. There's none of that going on, you can be sure.
What's the goss up next? Jackson, what's on the way?
Yeah, so Kanye West's opened up about why he does everything that he does, including interrupting Taylor Swift at the VMAs. Also, too, a new celebrity underwear range. I'm going to tell you about that.
Yeah, fancy. Everything sounds so much funnier. There's some classical music.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Can't would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What's
Nobody is out of date when Jackson is here with the goss because he keeps everyone bang on schedule. What's happening, man?
Okay, so Kanye West overnight has appeared on Nick Cannon's podcast and he's opened up about why he does everything in his life, who's telling him what to do, and more specifically, why he crashed the stage at the VMAs all them years back with Taylor Swift.
God has given me the information and he ain't gave me no other information. So that means if God didn't want me to run on stage and say Beyonce had the best video, he would have sat me in the front row. I would have been sitting in the back. They wouldn't have made it the first award. And wouldn't have made it so ridiculous of an idea. Because I had never heard of this person before now.
So he's credited God as his guider and
very good.
His decision maker. He's also backflipped on how he feels about the Kardashian family now. He's all very supportive.
Let's get ridiculous.
He must be back on his medication.
Probably is.
He also opened up about security fears on his campaign trail because, of course, he wants to be the next president of the United States.
Oh, so we're still going ahead with that?
He's suing a few people at the moment because he's not on ballots and he says he feels like he needs to wear a bulletproof vest even when he's sleeping. So,
oh my god!
Yeah, it's interesting.
Full on, he'd be exhausting to hang around. Could you imagine being part of his PR, his marketing team, or any form of?
Oh my god!
It'd be a nightmare.
The thing is, though, the team he surrounds himself would be chosen by him, so he's not going to choose people.
No, of course
like,
not.
They're going to be people that are of the same mind.
Yeah, but no. Yeah,
I think so.
I don't. I think he's like.
Well, he's
when you're working with someone who's very unstable like that and up and down all the time. I reckon he'd be.
Yeah.
He'd go through a lot of stuff. Do you know what? I'm not tipping their marriage to last. I think Kim Kardashian's going to stick around now because it'd be a bad look to walk away from this. But once this is all done and people sort of forget what's happening here, she'll run.
Suddenly gone. Yep. Oh, the marriage is over.
Yeah.
Well, that'll do.
It's disappointing because it seems like when he's good...
They're good. Yeah.
But, hey, we're outsiders looking in, so...
That's true. Very quickly, we've got a new underwear line.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Joe Exotic.
Yeah, so you can now get the Joe Exotic undies for the bedroom. So it features his face on the crotch.
Who's running this business? Because isn't he still in jail?
He is still in jail. It's a part of his revenge collection, so I'm not exactly sure. Who's looking after that
Dylan
for him?
Dylan Passage.
It must be
his partner,
yeah. Well, they got married.
Yeah.
So his husband.
Question, Jade.
Yeah.
Benny gets a pair of those. Are you into it?
No.
No?
Okay. If there was a tiger.
Tiger, that'd be more
like
your
a picture of an actual tiger.
Do you have any? You've got
but
some.
But not
like,
Joe's face. I didn't find him very attractive.
You've got some sewing like materials at home, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just print out a picture of your face and just sew it over Joe Exotic's?
My face?
On Benny's undies. Would you be okay with him wearing undies with your face on them?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. But no, it sounds a bit weird.
The tiger thing's more your vibe, isn't it?
Wild cats. At least that's a turn on.
Yeah, there we go.
If I'm having anyone on my underwear, I want them to at least have teeth.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Oh my God.
Tigers included.
I wonder how much they are. Like $50 maybe.
The husband's cashing in, let's face it.
Yeah.
He's trying to become he is Insta famous. He's hanging out with all the celebs in Hollywood.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually quite like his Instagram stories. They're good. Anyway, news time up next, and then Dr. Coleman, he's back for the week joining us on the show. If you'd like Dr. Coleman to answer any questions for you, slide into our DMs on Instagram or hit us up on Facebook, or give producer Jackson a call on 13 10 09.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
105 minutes commercial free with Jackson. More music for you. What's on the way?
Backstreet Boys.
You know what? You need to sell that to management, Jade. More music for you.
New slogan.
I feel like they're going to slot Jade into my shift and just make her go right throughout the workday as well.
I do love a slogan.
Newcastle's best music is more music for you.
Ooh. It's quite good.
Benny as well.
Very
sorry,
nice.
My buttons are delayed in here, guys.
That's
I'm apologetic.
Right.
Yeah, mine too.
She got robbed. I know she got that really good award.
Who's this again?
For being first female director of a film clip at the VMAs. Yeah. But I really wanted her to win Song of the Summer.
Who beat her?
I think it was Lady Gaga, I think.
Oh, sorry.
I could be wrong.
Your second favourite.
Cardigans, just lyrically, you can't beat it.
Stunning. 5 stars.
Jade, can I pose a question to you?
Yeah.
UFC match. Against Gaga and Taylor. Who are you going for?
I think I would have to go with... I think Taylor Swift, because I think she's more of a good girl than a bad girl.
You know what? Gaga would look at her and she would crumble.
Yeah,
Gaga would totally win that match.
Yeah, she would, but you've got to go for... I think, you know...
If it was a competition in dumping boyfriends... Taylor Swift would win, obviously. But if it was a UFC, obviously it's going to be Gaga.
Very good. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off after 9. Up next, though, Dr. Coleman, our mate, joins us. All of your medical questions answered.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Morning, good doctor. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Hello.
Good to be back.
Good to
chat to you.
Got some questions for you. Let's get straight into it. Question number one for you, Doctor.
Hey, Doc. Just wondering, my girlfriend, she's going to kill me for saying this, but she farts all the time. When I say farts, I mean she's letting Fluffy off the chain more than me. Just wondering, is that normal for a chick, or could there be something wrong with her?
Classic. So is he worried that he's being out-farted?
I think so. Do females fart more than blokes, Dr. Coleman?
Oh, I was going to say I might have to get help from the team here and take a spot poll.
Because it comes down to your gut health, doesn't it?
Yeah, look, that's right. Look, so everybody farts, even doctors fart. Not me, of course, but all the other doctors.
You just blew my mind with that.
your bowels, the good bacteria in your bowels produce gas and has to come out somewhere. So, look, in itself, it can be an embarrassing problem, but it's not a medical problem. So the amount of... the number of times you do it and things. In fact, what happens more is that it's whether you fart and people notice. So some people manage to hold them in, some revel in doing it in public.
I'm curious. You said, so good bacteria creates the gas that then makes you fart. So obviously if you're farting more, is that a better thing? Because technically you've got good bacteria that's fighting... inside you.
Yeah. No, look, I see your logic, but it's not quite true because bad bacteria creates gas as well. So when you get gastroenteritis, For example, so a bowel infection, you also tend to produce more gas. I guess what I'm saying is that in the normal course of breaking down your food into usable products, which good bacteria does in your bowel, it produces gas. I'm just saying it's a normal process, normal human and in fact mammal process.
So, one other question on that, because I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah, sure.
But you know the probiotics you can get, like your Yakult and stuff like that, are they worth taking? Are the benefits there when it comes to your gut health with all that sort of thing?
Look, certainly eating good food, there's huge benefits for gut health. I'm not convinced that there have been a lot. I think the marketing has probably outrun the science with probiotics. So when you measure a lot of probiotics on the market, number one, a lot of them don't actually have a lot of the bacteria they say they have. And number two, using that won't replace a good diet. So you're better off not having the probiotics and having a good diet versus the other way around. So I wouldn't dismiss them altogether, but they're
part of a greater picture here.
Eat healthy food is the number one thing. All right, time for question number two.
From Katie for Dr. Coleman.
Hi, Dr. Coleman. My son still has his baby teeth, but some of them are rotten. They're going to fall out anyway, but I was just wondering, is it something I need to worry about?
Yeah, look, that's a good question. I guess for baby teeth that get rotten, the caller is right in the sense that you do get a second chance, which is wonderful for human beings. So we start with 20 baby teeth and we end up with 32 adult teeth. Mm-hmm. And so you're right, if one of the baby teeth is doing badly, then as long as it's not very rotten, so you can sometimes get infections that are so bad they spread into the gum and then up into the newly forming tooth, so it's not ideal. Mm. But the bottom line is, yeah, you do have a second chance. I mean, the main thing really is that whatever the baby is doing that gave them the rotten teeth in the first place, usually in our society it's a combination of eating sugary, sticky foods and not brushing your teeth properly.
Orange juice is a big thing too, isn't it?
Yeah, look, certainly, yes, so those sugary drinks, which we think of as soft drinks, but certainly fruit juice drinks can be the same as well, and they stick on your teeth. So the main thing is really to give the next teeth a shot is to change the habits of whatever caused the rotten baby teeth. Yeah.
Stop giving it lollipops to make it stop crying. Thank you, Dr. Coleman. We appreciate your time, Matt. Have a great weekend.
No worries.
Thank you. Thanks. Enjoy that. Love him. That segment. And, of course, newfm.com.au, or you can hit us up on Instagram or Facebook if you'd like to ask him a question next week.
But on 131009 right now, if you want to call to get onto our standby list, because we're giving you the chance to win the ultimate Father's Day prize for Dad, a Weber family barbecue, cooking utensils and an Esky. This is the dream for Dad.
Yeah, Father's Day, of course. Jackson, this has been going off across the day, right? People really want to get onto the standby list.
100%. People are just eager to get on the phones. Don't stop ringing. So,
yeah,
chance you get.
And you can find the greatest barbecues and barbecue accessories your dad will love this Father's Day from the Weber store at Katara and Rutherford. Call now on 131009.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Of course, it is Father's Day on Sunday. Very exciting. We have an incredible Father's Day prize. We are looking for Newcastle's barbecue dad.
I'm the king of the world.
Find the greatest barbecues and barbecue accessories your dad will love this Father's Day from Weber Store, Katara and Rutherford. Make your dad a barbecue king with 105.3 New FM.
Yeah, of course, we're going to do a blitz now on 131009. Mm-hmm. If you want to get on this standby list, it's so exciting. Let's get your name on there.
Good First morning, all, buddy.
Good morning, Novo.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Oh, happy. It's payday, so we've all got to be happy.
Yay!
Everyone loves payday.
It's a good feeling, isn't it? You're like, yes, I'm rich.
I know. If you get that quick second before everything goes out of your account, you're really, really rich.
What do you do for work, Bronwyn?
I'm a foster mum.
Oh, good stuff. Excellent.
Good job.
Doing the good work. Well, you're on the standby list, Bronwyn.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Enjoy your day, doll. Thanks for your call. Kylie, good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, really well, thank you.
Excellent. Is there a barbecue king in your life that deserves this? Or?
Well, I hope so.
Absolutely. Well, guess what? You're on the standby list.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
One more.
Nicole, g'day.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? You want to spoil Dad with a Weber family barbecue?
Yes, I do.
Oh, well, you're on the standby list too. That's easy,
thank
wasn't
you.
It?
I'll play this for you.
Get excited.
Yeah. Do you like to cook on the barbecue yourself?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, nice.
Everyone loves it.
What's your favourite cut?
I don't know.
Chicken wings, barbecue chicken wings.
You know what? We'll take a couple of more.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get people on this list. New FM, who's this?
It's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. Where are you at the moment?
I'm in Dance Creek.
Now, tell me, how nice is the weather there at the moment? Because it's stunning here in Sango.
It is absolutely gorgeous.
Any plans for the day? Do you have to work or do you get to enjoy this beautiful weather?
No, I have to work.
Oh,
gutted.
You're on the standby list, though.
Enjoy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Del.
You're very welcome. Let's do one more. Bailey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. So you want to spoil Dad with this Weber?
That's it.
Excellent. Well, you're on the standby list. Easy as that.
Sweet. Cheers.
What are you doing today, Bailey?
Just off the school, don't worry. Not much.
Yeah, good.
This isn't pickleball, day. Bailey, is it?
Yeah. No pickleball for me.
What?
Last night, but on the weekend, hopefully.
Yay. I thought it was you. I'm like, I know that voice.
Jade?
Yeah?
Crevo?
Yeah.
You can't get your friends on the competition.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Bailey, you're out.
Sorry, mate. That's just joking. Oh, that's so good, guys. Big thank you to our friends at the Weber Store, Katara and Rutherford Jade.
Yeah, where you can find the greatest barbecues and barbecue accessories for your dad. He will love you this Father's Day. Just head to the Weber Store, Katara and Rutherford.
There we go. More chances to get your name on that standby list across your day here at New FM. So make sure you keep it with Jackson for the morning, and he'll tell you when you're... name can get on that list. Jackson,
yeah,
hello.
It's coming up after 11 o'clock and after 9, 105 commercial free. Remember this from the 2000 Olympics?
Yes.
Of course. How could you forget?
Great tune.
Yeah, amazing. Vanessa Amorosi.
Oh, I love these guys.
The 1975, fresh off from them.
Oh.
Carly Rae.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Is it awesome. Feel Good Friday? This song makes me feel good.
It feels like it is.
Yeah, it's like the eve of.
It's the soundtrack to this stunning day. Music and the weather together. Beautiful.
Perfect.
Excellent, guys. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Kicking off in minutes. We'll be back to Moz.
Enjoy your
day.
Bye, guys.
See ya. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.